What's up, Pharmacy Nation? This is Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 126. In this episode, I'll discuss using anti-10A versus APTT for heparin infusion monitoring. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode126. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Over the past several years, many institutions have switched to monitoring heparin infusions with anti-factor 10A levels instead of activated partial thromboplastin time. Expert guidelines don't seem to take a stand either way when it comes to using anti-10A versus PTT for heparin monitoring. CHEST guidelines and the ACC/AHA guidelines don't make a recommendation. With the increased popularity of anti-10A, I expected the updated 10th edition CHEST guidelines to touch on the subject, but they're silent on it. Each institution that uses PTT to measure heparin has a unique therapeutic range. This is due to the way therapeutic PTT is determined. The PTT range is actually calibrated based on samples of anti-10A levels. Samples are tested, and PTT values are plotted against a therapeutic anti-10A range of 0.3 to 0.7 IUs per ml. The best fit line is then used to determine the PTT range that correlates to the actual therapeutic anti-10A range. The PTT is, in fact, a relatively crude proxy for the anti-10A level. A given heparin level reliably corresponds to an anti-10A level. This was surprising to learn since I've always considered heparin a finicky drug to get within the therapeutic range. I attributed this to heparin following zero-order kinetics, but it turns out that it's the PTT that's finicky, not the drug. The main benefits of monitoring heparin by anti-10A are said to be better correlation to actual heparin levels, better defined target that won't change with each reagent batch, and that's the anti-10A level target of 0.3 to 0.7, and less interference from hemolysis, warfarin, patients with cirrhosis. The disadvantages of anti-10A are disappearing since the test can now be inexpensively available on a 24/7 basis. The final limitation is the level of evidence available to support using anti-10A level rather than the PTT to monitor heparin infusions. Double-blind controlled studies comparing the two strategies are lacking. Here are some notably published articles on the topic. In August 2016, an article concluded that anti-10A was associated with a significant reduction in red blood cell transfusions when compared to patients monitored by PTT alone. May 2016, an article stated patients with cirrhosis are at higher risk for both bleeding and thrombosis-related complications. Cirrhosis affects production of both procoagulant and anticoagulant factors, thus resulting in increased INR and PTT levels and a decrease in anti-10A levels. In May 2015, an article concluded the time to achieve therapeutic measures and bleeding outcomes were not significantly different between anti-10A and PTT nomograms. In April 2013, an article concluded use of anti-factor 10A assay-based heparin monitoring protocol resulted in a higher percentage of within-range blood monitoring tests, fewer monitoring tests for the patients to achieve plasma monitoring within range, and fewer dose adjustments compared with a protocol based on monitoring with PTT. And a major review article published in April 2012 stated that given that several biologic factors can influence the PTT independent of the effects of unfractionated heparin, many institutions have transitioned to monitoring heparin with anti-10A levels rather than the PTT. Clinical data from the last 10 to 20 years have begun to show that a conversion from PTT to anti-10A monitoring may offer a smoother dose response curve such that levels remain more stable, requiring fewer blood samples and dosage adjustments. Given the minimal increased acquisition cost of the anti-10A reagents, can be argued that anti-10A is a cost-effective method for monitoring unfractionated heparin. Despite the lack of a gold standard trial, I don't think there should be too much controversy switching from PTT to anti-10A monitoring, since the therapeutic PTT range was always pinned to the anti-10A level in the first place. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below and get all of the links to the articles that I referenced at pharmacyjoe.com/episode126. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.